Hello, Animal Radians. It's Robert Simro, your Pet World Insider, here with this week's Animal Radio List. And it's an important list because these holiday traditions can land your pet on the naughty list and you at the vet's office. Decking the halls with balls of holly can be very dangerous for our pets. So you may want to skip that tradition altogether and just stick to the fa-la-la-la-las. Mistletoe and holly make for great songs and imagery during the Christmas holidays, but if ingested by our dogs or cats, these can lead to some severe internal issues. So make sure that if you're going to use them, you do so with care and vigilance, and check daily to make sure they're still where you put them and they haven't gone missing. Christmas trees are a holiday tradition for most of us, and I know that brings with it several things that responsible pet parents must take into consideration. Let's start at the bottom. The water reservoir is so tempting for most dogs and cats. The problem is that the water may contain bacteria, additives, and other preservatives that are used to keep the tree fresher longer, but can also cause problems for our pets. One simple solution may be to put a small amount of chicken wire or screen over the opening of the water basin. It allows you to check and fill the water, but keep your pet safe. Ornaments make the Christmas tree something to remember. Unfortunately, for our pets, this can also be something very tempting. They see what often appears to be new toys to play with, hanging on branches that they can reach with relative ease. So be sure to have an ever-watchful eye on the ornaments, especially those on lower and easier-to-reach branches. And if you have glass ornaments, be extra vigilant as they can fall and break, causing additional dangers for our pets. And speaking of sparkling Christmas trees, let's not forget Christmas lights. These blinking and flashing lights add beauty to the tree, but raise the curiosity level, especially for our cats. Be sure to keep these off easier-to-reach branches, and as always, watch and see how your pets react to these new introductions to their environments. They're going to be curious. The bigger concern is where and what that curiosity leads to. If you see them engaging the tree to get at ornaments or lights or even water reservoirs, redirect them. Make sure they know that it's to look at, not to paw at or chew. Potpourris and candles can certainly set the mood with wonderful scents. However, use caution when doing so with pets in the home. Remember, our pets have a much higher smelling ability, and this increase in unique scents is definitely going to raise their awareness and incite investigations into what can be potentially dangerous for our four-legged friends. So decorate with caution and care. We here at Animal Radio hope you enjoy the holidays and decorate to your heart's content. Just do it with an eye towards the safety of your pets. Let's not find our pets on the naughty list or find ourselves at the vet's office for something so avoidable this holiday season.